Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dark side future jungle intro blueprint in Ableton Live 12, and the vibe is straight up smoky warehouse. We're talking cold air, busted neon, old school jungle tension, and that modern DNB low-end pressure sitting underneath everything. Now, the important thing here is that we are not trying to write the full drop first. We're designing the intro as its own weapon. In drum and bass, the intro has a real job. It has to tell the listener what world they've entered. Hint at the bass identity without fully giving it away, leave space for the mix to breathe, and still feel like something is moving forward. That last part matters a lot. A strong dark intro often gets its power from implied motion, not obvious motion. So even when the arrangement is sparse, the listener should still feel like something is pushing ahead. Let's set the session up properly first. Start a blank Live 12 project and set the tempo to 172 BPM. That's a really solid middle ground for this kind of future jungle energy. Fast enough to carry jungle momentum, but still roomy enough for heavier DNB phrasing. Organize your tracks into groups right away. Keep it clean. Drums, bass, atmospheres, effects, and returns. Then in arrangement view, mark out a 16-bar intro, a drop point, and ideally a 32-bar development section after that. Think like a DJ. Bars 1 to 16 are your blend-in zone. That mindset helps you avoid overfilling the intro too early. If you want, drop in a reference track, but keep it muted and low in the mix just for comparison. Old-school jungle intros work because they hold back on purpose. That restraint is what makes the eventual drop feel bigger. Now let's build the atmospheric bed. Create an audio track or instrument track for atmosphere, and start with a field recording, a noise loop, or a sustained synth tone. If you don't have external samples, make your own with stock tools. Wavetable or Operator both work great. Use a noise source or a very detuned saw with no obvious melody, then filter it hard with autofilter. A good starting chain is autofilter, hybrid reverb, echo, and utility. Set the filter low pass somewhere around 400 Hz to maybe 1.2 kHz, depending on how murky you want it. Keep resonance low to moderate so it feels like haze rather than whistling. Then use hybrid reverb with a dark room or a convolution hall, with a decay somewhere around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds. Add echo with low feedback and darkened repeats. And if the texture feels too wide in the low mids, use utility to narrow it a little. The movement should be subtle. Automate the filter opening slowly over the first 8 bars. Don't use some huge cinematic sweep. Keep it in the 5 to 15% change range. The point is atmosphere breathing, not trance-style drama. A great advanced trick here is to resample your own texture. Print 4 bars of atmosphere to audio, then reverse some pieces and chop them into 1-bar or 2-bar phrases. That tape horn, degraded feeling is pure gold for old-school jungle flavor. Next, let's design the drum identity. Use an amen or amen adjacent break, but don't just loop it raw. Edit it like a producer, not like someone just dragging a sample onto the grid. If it's audio, slice it to a drum rack. Then shorten the open tails, bring up the ghost snare hits, and remove a few kicks to create space. On the break channel or the drum rack group, a simple chain of drum bus, EQ8, and saturator goes a long way. A good starting point is light drum bus drive, maybe 5 to 15%, and either very little boom or no boom at all if your sub will carry separately. Keep transient shaping slightly positive if the break needs more snap, or neutral if it's already sharp. Then use saturator with a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and soft clip if needed. Now give the break some life. Don't let it feel like a straight loop. Bar 1 can stay sparse. Bar 2 can bring in a ghost snare or shuffled hat. Bar 3 can add a kick pickup. Bar 4 can have a tiny fill or reverse fragment. That's the kind of micro-varination that keeps a jungle intro feeling alive without turning into chaos. A lot of great DNB intros are just controlled variation every 2 bars. That's enough to create momentum. Now for the sub foundation. Create a dedicated sub bass and operator. Keep it simple. Use a sine wave or a very soft triangle if you want a touch more body. Make it mono, clean, and tightly controlled. This is not your full bass line yet. It's just the pressure underneath the intro. Set oscillator at a sine, keep the filter minimal or off, and use a short attack with either a medium decay for stabs or a sustained envelope for longer notes. Keep it mono, and if you want a bit of note-to-note slur, add a tiny bit of glide. Write a sparse 2-bar phrase, root note first, then maybe a movement to the 5th or flat 7th, and an occasional pickup note before the bar line. Keep the sub mostly around 40 to 60 Hz, and don't let the notes ring so long that they fight the kick or smear the break transient. Process it with EQ8 to high pass below 25 to 30 Hz, a little saturator for translation, and utility to keep it fully mono. If you want extra tension, automate a low-pass filter so the sub feels like it's emerging from under the floor rather than just sitting there from bar one. Now let's build the Reese layer. This is where the intro starts to feel like dark future jungle instead of just breakbeat with atmosphere. Use Waveedable or Analog to create a Reese with movement in the mids, but keep it restrained enough for the intro. In Waveedable, try to detune saw-style oscillators or stacked unison. Add a little phase offset, if it helps, route into a low-pass filter with moderate resonance, and add very slow modulation to either Waveedable position or filter cutoff. A strong intro Reese might have filter cutoff somewhere around 150 to 600 Hz, depending on how much mid-range you want to reveal. Resonance around 10 to 25% is plenty. You want movement, not screaming. Then add some drive for harmonics. After that, process it with amp or overdrive for edge. Maybe a very light corpus if you want that metallic tension, and EQ8 to remove mud below 120 to 180 Hz. Keep the sub separate. That separation is what keeps the low end disciplined. A really useful mindset here is to split your bass into layers. One clean mono sub, one Reese layer with mid-range movement, and, if you want, a texture layer high-passed aggressively for extra grit. That layered approach lets the intro feel deep without becoming muddy. Now we shape the whole section with automation. In dark intro design, automation is arrangement. It's not decoration. Focus on filter cutoff on the atmosphere, the breakbeat high pass or low pass, the Reese movement, reverb send amounts, delay feedback on one shots, and utility width on background textures. Here's a simple way to think about the 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4. Atmosphere low pass slowly opens from around 300 Hz toward 1.2 kHz. Bars 5 to 8. The breakbeat body starts showing a bit more. Bars 9 to 12, the Reese cutoff rises over a 2-bar phrase, then settles back. Bars 15 to 16, pull back reverb on the drums so the final hit feels drier and more direct. Add one or two clear tension markers. That could be a reverse crash before bar 9, a ghost vocal hit, a pitch-dropped stab, or a tape-stop-style turnaround. Use warp and clip envelope changes if you want that broken machinery feel. The key is purpose. If everything is moving all the time, the intro loses focus. In drum and bass, tension often works best when one strong motion happens while everything else stays locked. Now let's program the fills and switch-ups like a proper jungle intro. Use 2-bar phrasing and make a change every 4 bars. For example, bars 1 to 2, sparse break and atmosphere only. Bars 3 to 4, ghost snares and a chopped hat fill. Bars 5 to 6, add a second break layer or a small tom. Bars 7 to 8, brief dropout. Bars 9 to 10, the bass pulse enters. Bars 11 to 12, add snare drag or an amen chop. Bars 13 to 16, full tension build into the drop. If you're building fills in drum rack, a rimshot, a shaker or ride ghost, and one short tom can give you that classic jungle punctuation. On the drum bus, use glue compressor lightly. Ratio around 2 to 1, attack between 10 and 30 ms, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Just enough to glue the break and fills together without flattening the punch. If the break starts sounding too polite, don't just crush the bus harder. Use more transient control with drum bus instead. Now for the transition into the drop. The last 2 bars should simplify, not overcrowd. That's a huge point. Pull elements out so the drop can land with authority. A strong transition might look like this. Remove low end from the atmosphere, filter the Reese down briefly, let the sub hold one final note, bring in a riser or noise swell, throw in a reverse crash, and maybe stop the break for half a beat if you want maximum impact. Echo or hybrid reverb throws can work really well here, but automate them so they disappear right before the drop. That last tail cut makes the drop feel clean and hard. For extra drama, try a tiny fake out at bar 15 or 16. Maybe a half bar snare pickup, one beat of silence, then the full drum and bass drop. That moment of negative space can hit harder than another layer ever could. A few mistakes to avoid. Don't make the intro too full too early. Keep it to atmosphere, break, and one bass hint until at least bar 5 or even bar 9. Don't let the sub and kick fight. Keep the sub mono and control the non-bass elements. Don't overprocess the break until it loses its swing. Don't widen the low end too much. The intro should be narrower than the drop. And don't automate like random movement. In DNB, motion should feel like it's happening in 2-bar, 4-bar, or 8-bar logic. A A few pro-level tricks to push this darker and heavier. Try a parallel grime bus. Send the reese and a few drum hits to a return with saturier, overdrive, and EQ8, then blend it in quietly. That adds underground density without wrecking the main channel. Also, use ghost bass movement. Tiny filter nudges or velocity changes on the reese make it breathe between drum hits. And definitely resample your own tension. Bounce 4 to 8 bars of the intro, then chop the audio into reverse swells, impacts, and degraded textures. A lot of the time that sounds more real than endless MIDI tweaking. Another good one is to keep the top of the break under control with gentle high shelf shaping or clip gain automation instead of flattening the whole thing. And remember the classic jungle logic, call and response. Let the drums say something, then let the bass answer. That's what keeps the intro musical, not mechanical. If you want to push this further, there are a few variations you can try. You could make a Broken Radar intro with a short repeating motif that feels like damaged signal transmission. Use a band pass filter, subtle pitch drift, delayed feedback changes, and a little sample rate reduction. You could go dubwise and lean into space and echo, with fewer breaks, more delay throws, and filtered chord stabs or organ fragments.